Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day. Usher in 2023. Happy New Year. From the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, we've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? You're making those New Year's resolutions? You know I don't do them. But if you do, I want to know, are you making them? Are you breaking them already? Weigh in. Unofficial Unscientific Listener Survey. New Year's resolutions. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PropNet chat box, the latter three. For all those joining us for the live Saturday, January 7th ride. It's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Long night last night, right? They finally did it. He squirmed. He gave away the House. We don't know all the concessions Kevin McCarthy made, but he is finally Speaker of the House, and the 118th House of Representatives were all sworn in last night around 2 a.m., or this morning around 2 a.m. We'll talk more about that, of course, and celebrate all sorts of anniversaries, birthdays, or forgotten 45s, and the new year. Happy to have you aboard. Show is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress yours with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Old Navy, cozy up for great styles and savings from Old Navy. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. Featuring Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. And speaking of which, yours truly has been the itinerant pinch hitter for the roundtable moderations and has just been named a rotating moderator. So I'll be doing more shows on PopNet. And more things will be popping up on Arts Radio Network, Podstream with our Legal Eagle and Crime Time shows. And NYT Talk is getting off the ground, too. So you'll hear more about me and more from me. So the social media misses will go out, but we'll always do our little oasis here together once or twice a week. And I love you, heartier regulars. You know how much I do. So let's get ready as we launch into a brand new year and a brand new day. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
When all the dark clouds roll away, young sun begins to shine. See my freedom from across the way, and it comes right in one time. With the chance so bright, and it gives so much light, and it comes from the sky above. Make me feel so free. Make me feel like me. Yet it lights my life with love. Yet it seems like, yet it feels like, yet it seems like, yet it feels like a brand new day. I was lost, double-crossed, with my hand behind my back. I was long-time hurt and thrown in the dirt. Shoved out on the railroad track. I've been used, abused. It seems like
shiny, happy people ushering the new year and the new 118th Congress, finally. I'm Amy Beth Arkwee's show with R.E.M., a wink and a nod to Johnny Fever's Hangover. Thank you for the kind words. And a happy belated birthday, 63 candles, rather, on Michael Stipe's cake the other day. The front man, I remember just loving his cerebral vibe and that crazy hair. Remember when he had hair back in the 90s? Yeah, well, R.E.M., for those of us of a certain age, will have a forever imprint on our collective soundtrack. Ah, youth, indeed. And going back even further into the 70s with Melanie Sofka, boy, oh boy, she's still running around looking for that brand new key. That one, a special treat for Hardier regulars Shane and Nixie. Thanks for the kind words. Nixie says, we missed you. Hey, I was only gone for about a week, and I was doing a heck of a lot of stuff on PopNet. Hope you'll join me over there once in a while. But thank you so much for the kind words. Really do appreciate it and love, as you know, playing with you guys in real time. And brand new day, Beauty from Van Morrison, as we usher in the brand new year and a brand new Congress. Oh, boy. I'm a little punch drunk because I stayed up to watch the shenanigans. Did you watch it? Some crazy stuff, fun to watch. Draggy after a while because, you know, they went 15 rounds. They thought they had the win in the 14th round, but then Max Gates pulled the fast one, and there was almost a brawl on the floor. It was kind of fun to watch, kind of weird, kind of cringeworthy all at the same time. We'll see what happens. McCarthy is a man with very little spine and very little political moral compass. He certainly has ambition. He wanted this speakership for a long time, and he got it, but it took a lot of maneuvering. And what did he give away to the insurrectionists or the insurrectionist-adjacent caucus, the right-wingers holding him hostage like Gates and Biggs and Boebert? We don't know. But the irony did not elude me. I'm sure it didn't elude you guys either, that all of this was taking place on January 6th. It segued into January 7th, late in the evening and the overnight. But to commemorate the second anniversary of January 6th, the Democratic congressional folks had a little ceremony outside the Capitol steps in the morning. There was only one GOP Congressman Fitzpatrick, I believe the guy's name was, who showed up for that and said he believed he needed to be there. Nobody else. They ignored it. Joe Biden, of course, the president, our great president, had a ceremony for many of the heroes and the fallen heroes, some of the police officers that died, those that survived injuries, election officials, others got citizenship medals. So there was a ceremony that was quite moving at the White House. But Congress? Business as usual in the Capitol. And apparently on the Capitol, I didn't know this, they cleaned everything up, which of course they have to do, but even on the tour, they don't mention it. This does not seem right to me. Really doesn't. But if you didn't get a chance to see it, and I know you might have been sleeping, check it out on YouTube. You've got to see Hakeem Jeffries, who is now officially the minority leader, the Democratic leader now. He could have been our speaker if only we didn't have all that redistricting in New York, and only my former guy, Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who was replaced by Mike Lawler. We'll see how he does. He's a Republican. I don't know if he's MAGA. He better not be MAGA because we're in a Biden district. But such a slim margin. New York blew it for us. We had so many districts that we lost in New York, including that crazy one out in Long Island with George Santos, who may be extradited to Brazil soon, the guy that's the, the big liar, following in Trump's footsteps and taking it to a whole new level, if that's possible. And speaking of Trump, McCarthy, who at least had enough grace not to mention Trump during his speaker speech, which, by the way, as I said, check out Hakeem Jeffries. His speech was so eloquent. He gave a speech before handing the gavel over, turning over the gavel to McCarthy, and McCarthy was sort of like squirming, come on already, because he went on and on, but it was a beautiful speech. He's such an eloquent speaker. Check it out on YouTube if you can. I'm going to look for it and post it for you. But he made a decent speech, McCarthy, but later when he talked to media, he thanked Donald Trump for calling some of these people like Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, by the way, was backing, made a deal already, at that point, backing McCarthy and Gates to tell them to at least vote present so they could get on with it, and he was finally sworn in. We'll see what happens. I'm predicting chaos, but then again, we were going to have it anyway because they already advertised it'll be the vengeance tours. We're going to, you know, go after Fauci and Biden and Hunter Biden's laptop and Homeland Security and all this kind of stuff. So don't expect a lot of legislation, that's for sure. We'll see how it all goes. Weigh in, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. You got to wonder what these insurrectionist adjacent folks, are they ready to burn down the house? Is that what they really want to do? I have my suspicions. How about you?
Yeah. First, we're not a cult.
There is a demonic portal, a satanic portal above the White House.
There is ketchup dripping down the wall.
And all of a sudden, I feel a shot on my back, like somebody shot me.
I'm not going to cower. I'm not going to run from you.
Hey, we're going to have kind of a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come.
Oh, my God.
I was on crack.
Right.
By the way, you can pick up a butt plug or a dildo at Target.
Celebrate Father's Day with the best meat America has to offer.
I have never been an escort for Senator Ted Cruz.
My pronoun is kiss my ass.
My pronouns are Trump 1.
My pronouns are Reagan and Trump.
My pronouns are let's go Brandon.
Two words for you. Joe Biden is a freaking idiot.
Biden, where's your Build Back Better, motherfucker?
Are you ready to be called a racist?
White supremacy, which, you know, I condone. I mean, I condemn.
I'm not bad at black people.
I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort endangered baby eagles.
Stand by Herschel tonight.
I am what with many police officers.
I have trained with the FBI.
That's $20 for Crusade. This doesn't include the tequila.
I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result.
If they win, I should get all the credit. And if they lose, I should not be blamed at all.
Should that Democrat go ding?
So many people voted on issues that weren't the issues we thought they were voting on.
You think Princess Diana is still alive? Absolutely.
There's not a lot of job market for queer pet literature.
How did you know
that he knows that President Trump...
Well, there might be somebody else I'd prefer more.
The orange M&M does appear very anxious.
You can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Donald's the only boy that can straighten it out, I'll tell you that.
I actually saw people trying to leave, and people leaving early even before he was done. He's still speaking now. And then they... I think perhaps a little concerned that the hall would empty out too much. They actually started preventing people from leaving, so now they're no longer allowing people to leave.
Back in '69, from Bobby Lee. Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I man this war a go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, we're dropping on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that the teeth can only be one when they're blowing them all the kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, don't give a damn. Louder! People, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers, about to land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. The same sun's off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block. Have your boy come home in the block. All right! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up for a day.
Andrew Joe McDonald, the Woodstock legend, unable to pursue his fixing to die rag, uh-huh. Celebrated his 81st birthday the other day. Boy, time flies, indeed. And John Mellencamp, an anthem from the 80s, the Scarecrow Collection, which resonates oh so much today. You got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. We'll send that one out to the newly minted Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Let's hope he has more than blind ambition in his soul. We'll see. We'll give him a chance, because we got to. We have no choice. And the Lincoln Project having fun with last year in the GOP, a mashup of all their faux pas, bon mots, misdeeds, crazy quotes. Boy, it's hard work to decipher all that, but they have fun with it, and we appreciate it indeed. Crowded House, Weather With You for Cindy, and Burning Down the House from Talking Heads, a whole bunch of party regulars chiming in. Boy, I love playing with you guys in real time. Thank you so much for doing it. For Richie, for Charlie, and Fritz, thank you so much for the kind words. Thanks for hanging around with us. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow the Amy Beth Arkway Show wherever you're your podcast, and be able to listen to Select Editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, and soon to be NYT Talk, I believe it's going to be called, yeah, et cetera. We'll keep you posted on social media, Mrs., but love playing with you folks in real time. Love to infuse you with some creativity as well. The Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped some folks jumpstart their creative engines and reconnect with their inner artists. Love it. Doesn't have to be a resolution that you do it at early January. I mean, that's my whole point. I have a no-resolution solution. Do it when it feels right. If it feels right now, do it. If it feels right in March or April or May, do it then. I just think sometimes you set yourself up for failure, like I have to do it now, and once I fall off the wagon, that's it. That's not how it works. Just do it when it works for you. But if you want to do it, grab yourself a pen and paper journal and just start jotting down something every single day. Do it in the morning. I think that's a good time to start. If you'd rather do it in the evening, you can, or even both. Just start by writing one thing that you're grateful for, one thing that gives you joy, one thing that inspires you. Keep doing that until you feel a groove coming and you want to write more. And, of course, keep writing whatever you want to write. Thoughts that come from those things. And you can repeat yourself, that's okay. And eventually you're going to start coming up with a goal or two. and put those down and come up with an action plan, 3 to 5 steps or 5 to 7 steps, whatever it might take to complete that goal, whatever it may be, whether it's writing a book, whether it's composing a piece of music, whether it's starting a dance group, whether it's starting a garden, whether it's learning how to cook, whatever it may be. There, it could be anything. Creativity comes in all kinds of sizes and shapes and different venues and different ways for different people at different times of your life. So just pursue it, have fun with it, and keep going. You need some more inspiration, a little more push in the right direction, let's start creativity coaching, counseling, conversation. You know the first one's on me, but I need 2 to 3 weeks to connect. Please do so via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, you can dive into the award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. I have other goodies available. And, yeah, you can chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests. And let's reach out via social media. Find me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And we'll get those conversations going. So good stuff to come in the new year. I feel it. I feel that creativity pumping, don't you? Yeah, I do. A couple of folks chiming in about resolutions. Marge says, yeah, I always make them, but then I break them. I'm off the diet by the time the Super Bowl rolls around. And in this case, I'm already eating Doritos now. I like to set goals, so says Sandra, but it doesn't always work. Losing weight is always a big one, but writing more seriously works too, and I think the journaling thing that you always talk about helps. Okay, well, we'll do that, and that's why we're telling you. But do it when it works for you. And the reason why I always say I'm into the no resolution solution is because I say if you fall off the wagon, just get right back up. Don't, you know, because people say they're going to go to die, and then once they break it, they're like, yeah, the heck with it, it's over. But that's not the case. Just do it, get back on it, and do it when it works for you. Same thing with writing, same thing with anything creative or anything in your life. Just re-embrace it. Every day is a way to do it. You can fall off, and we all do have, you know, dry spells, et cetera, or get into funks and it doesn't work. But put yourself back in the mix. That's why I say resolutions are not always the answer, and especially artificial time, like start of January 1st. It doesn't always work for people. That's why I'm against it. I mean, if it works for you, I'm not against it. But I don't like to put it on. It doesn't really work for me, and I don't want to think of it that way. I think you should be doing it on an ongoing basis. But anyway, speaking of creativity, let's go back to the folks that consider creativity a fountain of youth. Jeff Lynne celebrated his 75th birthday earlier this week. You know, the guy that started ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, and also, of course, with the Traveling Wilbury. Let's hang on his telephone line. I'm Amy Beth Arkawy. Weigh in.
Hello, how are no one's answering. Well, can't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer? Oh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
Black night, do I do light? expensive to learn how to handle the warboard. Gently but firmly they learn to say no. There were four more young men who were waiting in the color and the Norfolk. So we change partners.
mama wasn't dancing and your daddy wasn't rock and rolling back in the 70s, they're still not. Loggins and Messina on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I think they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, don't you? Kenny Loggins, by the way, celebrating his 75th birthday today. Happy birthday and a wink and a nod going out to Jeannie with some kind words in the PubNet chat box. I love when you guys play with me in real time. You know I do. Speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Stephen Stills, he's in there twice, I think, Buffalo Springfield, and, of course, the great Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, celebrated his 78th birthday the other day. And he sometimes changes partners, that great song. And plays with his former partner, Judy Collins. They've done a couple of shows together in recent years. So, telling you, creativity, fountain of youth indeed. Pair of telephone songs that only those of us of a certain age can really appreciate. Blondie's Hanging on the Telephone in honor of Chris Stein's 73rd birthday, the co-founder of Blondie and former partner of Debbie Harry. Celebrated 73 candles just the other day. And the ageless ELO, Electric Light Orchestra maestro, Jeff Lynne, celebrated his 75th birthday yesterday. He's also, of course, traveling Wilbury with the great ELO tune, Telephone Line. They don't hang on telephone lines anymore, but we all know what they mean, at least those of us in a certain bracket. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and a couple of folks chime in. Claudia, the PopNet chat box, thank you so much. You got the right tunes at the right time and the right tone. I appreciate you, my dear. I do appreciate you so much. Love playing with you guys in real time. On resolutions, Faye says, I never make them because I always break them. Hey, that's kind of what I say. Thanks for the primer. We need a push, so says Elliot. I'll give you a buzz to do another counseling session. We can do it. Do it through the website, amybetharkowee.com. Appreciate it. And speaking of the Fountain of Youth and that great music and great artistry that reverberates even when they're in the next realm, a couple of birth anniversaries to celebrate tomorrow, January 8th. Elvis Aaron Presley would have celebrated his 88th birthday, and born David Jones, the world knows him as the shape-shifting cultural icon. David Bowie would have celebrated his 76th birthday tomorrow, January 8th, and we celebrate those rock and roll rebels reverberating through the universe on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
way. The band was jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard your knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Send that one out to newly minted, let's see how long he lasts, congressman from Long Island, George Santos. Will he go to jail here or in Brazil first? Stay tuned on that one. And his birthday buddy, David Bowie's Rebel Rebel. We honor them both tomorrow, January 8th, with those great cultural icons indeed. I'm the Amy Beth Darkley Show. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. First show of 2023. Many more to come. Please keep in touch via the website amybetharkley.com or, of course, friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth from TCS along with MLA headquarters for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. And come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We'll leave you with one as we honor Anita Pointer from the great Pointer Sisters who passed away earlier this week at 74. The song that launched them back in the 70s, it kind of could be a motto for all of us every single day. Yes, you can. Whatever you're undertaking, whatever you're doing, just keep going, even if you have to get up and do it again. You know I love you all. Come back and see us, won't you, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Yeah.
your body.